The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order. Chapter 3, Talks Between Lord Shiva and Sati. Text 1, Maitreya Vacha Sada Vidvisatorevam Kalo Vai Driyamanayo Jamatu Shvasarasyapi Sumahan Atichakrame. Synonyms. Maitreya Vacha, Maitreya said, Sada, constantly, Vidvishato, the tension, Evam, in this manner, Kala, time, by, certainly, Driyamanayo, continued to bear, Jamatu, of the son-in-law, Shvasarasya, of the father-in-law, Api, even, Sumahan, a very great, Atichakrame, past. Translation. Maitreya continued, in this manner the tension between the father-in-law and son-in-law, Daksha and Lord Shiva, continued for a considerably long period. Purport. The previous chapter has already explained that Vidura questioned the sage Maitreya as to the cause of the misunderstanding between Lord Shiva and Daksha. Another question is why the strife between Daksha and his son-in-law caused Sati to destroy her body. The chief reason for Sati's giving up her body was that her father, Daksha, began another sacrificial performance to which Lord Shiva was not invited at all. Generally, when any sacrifice is performed, although each and every sacrifice is intended to pacify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, all the demigods, especially Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva and the other principal demigods, such as Indra and Chandra, are invited, and they take part. It is said that unless all the demigods are present, no sacrifice is complete. But in the tension between the father-in-law and son-in-law, Daksha began another yoga performance to which Lord Shiva was not invited. Daksha was the chief progenitor employed by Lord Brahma, and he was a son of Brahma, so he had a high position, and he was also very proud. Text 2. Yadabhishik To Dakshastu, or Dakshastu, Brahmana Prameshtina, Prajapatinam Sarvesham, Adipatyesmayo Bhavat. Synonyms. Yada, when, Abhishikta, appointed, Daksha, to, but, Brahmana, by Brahma, Prameshtina, the Supreme Teacher, Prajapatinam, of the Prajapatis, Sarvesham, of all, Adipatye, as the chief, Smaya, puffed up, Abhavat, he became. Translation. When Lord Brahma appointed Daksha the chief of all the Prajapatis, the progenitors of population, Daksha became very much puffed up. Purport. Although he was envious and was inimical towards Lord Shiva, Daksha was appointed the chief of all Prajapatis. That was the cause of his excessive pride. When a man becomes too proud of his material possessions, he can perform any disastrous act, and therefore Daksha acted out of false prestige. That is described in this chapter. Text 3. Ishva sa vajapayena brahmistam abhibhuyacha brihaspati savam nama Samarebhe kratutaman. Synonyms. Ishva, after performing sahi, Daksha, Vajapayena, with a Vajapaya sacrifice, Brahmistan, Shiva and his followers, Abdibhuya, neglecting cha, and Brihaspati svaram, savam, the Brihaspati sava nam called, Samarebhe, began, Kratu Uttamam, the best of all sacrifices. Translation. Daksha began a sacrifice named Vajapaya, and he became excessively confident of his support by Lord Brahma. He then performed another great sacrifice named Brihaspati Sava. Purport. In the Vedas, it is prescribed that before performing a Brihaspati Sava sacrifice, one should perform the sacrifice named Vajapaya. While performing these sacrifices, however, Daksha neglected great devotees like Lord Shiva. According to Vedic scriptures, the demigods are eligible to participate in yagas and share the oblations, but Daksha wanted to avoid them. All sacrifices are intended to pacify Lord Vishnu, but Lord Vishnu includes all his devotees. Brahma, Lord Shiva, and the other demigods were all obedient servants of Lord Vishnu, therefore Lord Vishnu is never satisfied without them. But Daksha, being puffed up with his power, wanted to deprive Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva of participation in the sacrifice. Understanding that if one satisfies Vishnu, it is not necessary to satisfy his followers. But that is not the process. Vishnu wants his followers to be satisfied first. Lord Krishna says, Madbhakta Puja Bhyadika. The worship of my devotees is better than worship of me. Similarly, in the Shiva Purana, it is stated that the best mode of worship is to offer oblations to Vishnu, but better than that is to worship the devotees of Krishna. Thus, Daksha's determination to neglect Lord Shiva in the sacrifices was not fitting. Text 4. Tasmin Brahmarshaya Sarve Devarshi Priti Devata Asankrita Shvasyat Shvatayanas Tatpatnyas Chasa Bhartkrika. Synonyms: Tasmin. In that sacrifice, Brahma Rishiya, the Brahma Rishis, Sarva, all, Devarshi, the Devarshis, Priti, ancestors, Devata, demigods, Asan, were, Krita Swasti, Ayana, were very nicely decorated with ornaments, Tat Patnya, their wives, Cha, and Sabratika, along with their husbands. Translation: While the sacrifice was being performed, many Brahmarshis, great sages, ancestral demigods, and other demigods, their wives, all very nicely decorated with ornaments, attended from different parts of the universe. Purport: In any auspicious ceremony, such as a marriage ceremony, sacrificial ceremony, or puja ceremony, it is auspicious for married women to decorate themselves very nicely with ornaments, fine clothing, and cosmetics. These are auspicious signs. Many heavenly women assembled with their husbands, the Devarshis, demigods, and Rajarshis, in that great sacrifice named Brihaspati Sava. It is especially mentioned in this verse that they approached with their husbands, for when a woman is decorated nicely, her husband becomes more cheerful. The nice decorations, ornaments, and dress of the wives of the demigods and sages, and the cheerfulness of the demigods and sages themselves, were all auspicious signs for the ceremony. Texts 5 through 7. Tad upashutyanabhasi ke charanam prajalpatam sati dakshyani devi pitri yajna mahotsavam rajanti sarvato digbhya upadeva varastya vimana yadya yana sapresta niska kanti suvasaha drishtva swa nilya vyase lokashir mrista kundala patim bhuta patim devam autsokya abhyabhasata. Synonyms: Tat, then, upashruta, hearing, nabhasi, in the sky, ke charanam, of those who were flying in the air, the Gandharvas, prajalpatam, the conversation, sati, dakshyani, the daughter of Daksha, Devi, the wife of Shiva, priti yaga mahatutsavam, the great festival of sacrifice performed by her father, vrajanti, were going, sarvata, from all, digbhya, directions, upadeva varastiya, the beautiful wives of the demigods, Vimana, Yana, flying in their airplanes, Sapresta, along with their husbands, Niksha Kanti, having nice necklaces with lockets, Suvasasa, dressed in fine clothing, Drishtva, seeing Svadnilaya Abahase near her residence, Lokakshi, having beautiful, glittering eyes, Mushta Kundala, nice earrings, Patim, her husband, Bhuta Patim, the master of the Bhutas, Devam, the demigod, Otsukyat, from great anxiety, Ubyapatsa, she spoke. Translation: the chaste lady, Sati, the daughter of Daksha, heard the heavenly denizens flying in the sky conversing about the great sacrifice performed by her father. When she saw that from all directions the beautiful wives of the heavenly denizens, their eyes very beautifully glittering, were near her residence and were going to the sacrifice dressed in fine clothing and ornamented with earrings and necklaces with lockets, she approached her husband, the master of the Bhutas, in great anxiety, and spoke as follows. Purport: it appears that the residence of Lord Shiva is not on this planet, but somewhere in outer space. Otherwise, how could Sati have seen the airplanes coming from different directions toward this planet and heard the passengers talking about the great sacrifice being performed by Daksha? Sati is described here as Dakshyani because she was the daughter of Daksha. The mention of Upadevara refers to inferior demigods like the Gandharvas, Kinnaras, and Uragas, who are not exactly demigods, but between the demigods and human beings. They were also coming in planes. The word Sva Nila Yabhyase indicates that they were passing right near her residential quarters. The dress and bodily features of the wives of the heavenly denizens are very nicely described here. Their eyes moved, their earrings and other ornaments glittered and glared. Their dresses were the nicest possible, and all of them had special lockets on their necklaces. Each woman was accompanied by her husband. Thus they looked so beautiful that Sati Dakshyani was impelled to dress similarly and go to the sacrifice with her husband. That is the natural inclination of a woman. Text 8. Sati uvacha prajapates te shvasuryasya sampratam niryapito yajna mahotsavakila vayam cha tatra bisharama vamate yadi atistami vibhuda vrajantihi. Synonyms: Sati uvacha, Sati said, prajapate, of Daksha, te, your, shvasurasya, of your father-in-law, sampratam, nowadays, niryapita has been started, yajna maha utsava, a great sacrifice, kila, certainly, vayam we, cha, and tatra, there, abhisharama, may go, vama, O my dear Lord Shiva, te your, yadi if, artita, desire, ami, these, vibhuda, demigods, vrajanti, are going, he, because. Translation: Sati said, my dear Lord Shiva, your father-in-law is now executing great sacrifices, and all the demigods, having been invited by him, are going there. If you desire, we may also go. Purport: Sati knew of the tension between her father and her husband, but still she expressed to her husband, Lord Shiva, that since such sacrifices were going on at her father's house and so many demigods were going, she also desired to go, but she could not express her willingness directly, and so she told her husband that if he desired to go, then she could also accompany him. In other words, she submitted her desire very politely to her husband. Text 9. Tasmin bagnio mama bartibi svakar durvam gamisyanti surid didrikshava aham cha stasmin bhavata bikamaye sahopatinam padibaram ahut arhitam. Synonyms: tasmin, in that sacrifice, bargiya, Barginia, sisters, mama, my, Baritbi, with their husbands, Svakai, their own, Dhruvam, surely, Gamisyanti will go, Shrit Didrikshava, desiring to meet the relatives, Aham, I, Cha, and Tasman, and that assembly, Bhavata, with you, Lord Shiva, Abhikramayai, I desire, Saha, with, Upanitam, given, Paribaram, ornaments of decoration, Arhitam, to accept. Translation. I think that all my sisters must have gone to this great sacrificial ceremony with their husbands, just to see their relatives. I also desire to decorate myself with the ornaments given to me by my father, and go there with you to participate in that assembly. Purport. It is a woman's nature to want to decorate herself with ornaments and nice dresses and accompany her husband to social functions, meet friends and relatives, and enjoy life in that way. This propensity is not unusual, for woman is the basic principle of material enjoyment. Therefore, in Sanskrit, the word for woman is stri, which means, quote, one who expands the field of material enjoyment, end quote. In the material world, there is an attraction between woman and man. This is the arrangement of conditional life. A woman attracts a man, and in that way, the scope of material activities involving house, wealth, children, and friendship increases, and thus, instead of decreasing one's material demands, one becomes entangled in material enjoyment. Lord Shiva, however, is different. Therefore, his name is Shiva. He is not at all attracted by material enjoyment, although his wife, Sati, was the daughter of a very great leader and was given to him by the request of Brahma. Lord Shiva was reluctant, but Sati, as a woman, the daughter of a king, wanted enjoyment. She wanted to go to her father's house, just as her other sisters might have done, and meet them and enjoy social life. Here, she specifically indicated that she would decorate herself with the ornaments given by her father. She did not say that she would decorate herself with the ornaments given by her husband, because her husband was callous about all such matters. He did not know how to decorate his wife and take part in social life, because he was always in ecstasy with thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to the Vedic system, a daughter is given a sufficient dowry at the time of her marriage, and therefore Sati was also given a dowry by her father, and ornaments were included. It is also the custom that the husband gives some ornaments, but here it is particularly mentioned that her husband, being materially almost nothing, could not do so. Therefore, she wanted to decorate herself with the ornaments given by her father. It was fortunate for Sati that Lord Shiva did not take the ornaments from his wife and spend them for ganja, because those who imitate Lord Shiva in smoking ganja exploit everything from household affairs. They take all of their wives' property and spend on smoking, intoxication, and similar other activities. Text 10. Tatra shashri me nanur bhatri samita matri svashri kila arklina diam chamataram drakshye chirokanta manu maharashibir unyamanam Cha Mridhadvara Vajam. Synonyms. Tatra, there, Srashri, own sisters, may, my, Nanu, surely, Britri Samita, along with their husbands, Matri Srashri, the sisters of my mother, Klinadiyam, affectionate, Cha, and Mataram, mother, Dakshe, I shall see, Chir Utkantamana, being very anxious for a long time, Maharishibi, by the great sages, Unniyamanam, being raised, Cha, and Mrida, O Shiva, Advara, sacrifice, Dvajam, flags. Translation. My sisters, my mother's sisters and their husbands and other affectionate relatives must be assembled there, so if I go, I shall be able to see them, and I shall be able to see the flapping flags and the performance of the sacrifice by the great sages. For these reasons, my dear husband, I am very much anxious to go. Purport. As stated before, the tension between the father-in-law and son-in-law persisted for a considerable time. Sati had therefore not gone to her father's house for a long while. Thus she was very anxious to go to her father's house, particularly because on that occasion her sisters and their husbands and her mother's sisters would be there. As is natural for a woman, she wanted to dress equally with her other sisters and also be accompanied by her husband. She did not, of course, want to go alone. Text 11. Tvai itad ascharyam ajatma mayaya vinirmitam bati guna trayatmakam tatapi aham yoshid atatva vichchate dina didrikse bhavame bhavakichitam. Synonyms: tvai in you, yetat this, ascharyam wonderful, aja, O Lord Shiva. Atma Maya, by the external energy of the Supreme Lord, Vinirmitam, created, Bhati, appears, Gunatraya Atmakam, being an interaction of the three modes of material nature. Tatapi, even so, Aham, I, Yoshit, a woman, Atatvavit, not conversant with the truth, Cha, and, Te, your, Dina, poor, Didikshe, wish to see, Bhava, O Lord Shiva, may, my, Bhavakshitim, place of birth. Translation: this manifested cosmos is a wonderful creation of the interaction of the three material modes, or the external energy of the Supreme Lord. This truth is fully known to you. Yet, I am but a poor woman, and as you know, I am not conversant with the truth. Therefore, I wish to see my birthplace once more. Purport: Dakshayani Sati knew very well that her husband, Lord Shiva, was not very much interested in the glaring manifestation of the material world, which is caused by the interaction of the three modes of nature. Therefore, she addressed her husband as Aja, which refers to one who has transcended the bondage of birth and death, or one who has realized his eternal position. She stated, quote, "The illusion of accepting the perverted reflection, the material or cosmic manifestation, to be real is not present in you, because you are self-realized. For you, the attraction of social life and the consideration that someone is father, someone is mother, and someone is sister, which are all illusory relationships, is already over. But because I am a poor woman, I'm not so advanced in transcendental realization. Therefore, naturally, these appear to me as real." End quote. Only less intelligent persons accept this perverted reflection of the spiritual world to be real. Those who are under the spell of the external energy accept this manifestation to be a fact. Whereas those who are advanced in spiritual realization know that it is illusion. Actual reality is elsewhere, in the spiritual world. Quote, "But as far as I'm concerned," Sati said, "I do not have much knowledge about self-realization. I am poor because I do not know the actual facts. I am attracted to my birthplace, and I want to see it." End quote. One who has attraction for his birthplace, for his body, and for other such items mentioned in the Bhagavatam is considered to be like an ass or a cow. Sati might have heard all this many times from her husband, Lord Shiva, but because she was a woman, Yoshit, she still hankered after the same material objects of affection. The word Yoshit means one who is enjoyed. Therefore, woman is called Yoshit. In spiritual advancement, association with Yoshit is always restricted, because if one is like a play doll in the hands of a Yoshit, then all his spiritual advancement is at once stopped. It is said, quote, "Those who are just like playthings in the hands of a woman, Yoshit Krita Mrigeshu, cannot make any advancement in spiritual realization." End quote. Text 12. Pasya Prayantir Abhavanya Yoshito Pi Alankrita Kanta Shaka Vedustasa Yasham Braja Pi Sita kanta manditam nabo vimanai kala hamsa pandubi. Synonyms: Pashya, just see, Prayanti, going, Abhava, O never-born. Anya Yoshita, other women, Api, certainly, Alankrita, ornamented, Kanta Shaka, with their husbands and friends, Viruthasa, in large numbers, Yasam of them, Vrajabdi, flying, Shiti Kankta, O blue-throated one, Manditam, decorated, Nabha, the sky, Vimanai, with airplanes, Kalahamsa, swans, Pandubi, white. Translation. O never-born, O blue-throated one, not only my relatives, but also other women, dressed in nice clothes and decorated with ornaments, are going there with their husbands and friends. Just see how their flocks of white airplanes have made this entire sky very beautiful. Purport. Here, Lord Shiva is addressed as Abhava, which means one who is never born, although generally he is known as Bhava, one who is born. Rudra, Lord Shiva, is actually born from between the eyes of Brahma, who is called Svayambhu, because he is not born of any human being or material creature, but is born directly from the lotus flower which grows from the abdomen of Vishnu. When Lord Shiva is addressed here as Abhava, this may be taken to mean, quote, one who has never felt material miseries, end quote. Sati wanted to impress upon her husband that even those who were not related to her father were also going, to say nothing of herself, who was intimately related with him. Lord Shiva is addressed here as blue-throated. Lord Shiva drank an ocean of poison and kept it in his throat, not swallowing it or allowing it to go down to his stomach, and thus his throat became blue. Since then, he is known as Nilakanta, or blue-throated. The reason that Lord Shiva drank an ocean of poison was for others' benefit. When the ocean was churned by the demigods and the demons, the churning first produced poison. So because the poisonous ocean might have affected others who were not so advanced, Lord Shiva drank all the ocean water. In other words, he could drink such a great amount of poison for others' benefit. And now, since his wife was personally requesting him to go to her father's house, even if he did not wish to give that permission, he should do so out of his great kindness. Text 13. Katam sutaya pritigeha kotakam nishamya deha suravarya ningate anuhuta api abhiyanti soridam barturgaro deha kritas chaketanam. Synonyms. Katam, how, sutaya, of a daughter, pritrigeha kotakam, the festival in the house of her father, nishamya, hearing, deha, the body, suryavarya, the best of the demigods, not ingate, disturbed, anahuta, without being called, api, even, abhiyanti, goes, soridam, a friend, bartu, of the husband, goro, of the spiritual master, dehakrita, of the father, cha, and ketanam, the house. Translation. O best of the demigods, how can the body of a daughter remain undisturbed when she hears that some festive event is taking place in her father's house? Even though you may be considering that I have not been invited, there is no harm if one goes to the house of one's friend, husband, spiritual master, or father without invitation. Text 14. Tanme prasidedam amartya vanchitam kartum bhavan karuniko batarhati tvayatmano hride ham adabra chakshusha nirupita manu grihana yachita. Synonyms. Yitat, therefore, may, unto me, prasida, please be kind, idam, this, amartya, O immortal Lord, vanchitam, desire, kartum, to do, bhavan, your honor, karunika, kind, bhata, O Lord, arhati, disabled, tvaya, by you, atmana, of your own body, arde in the half. Aham, I, adabra chakshusha, having all knowledge, nirupita, am situated. Ma, to me. Anughana, please show kindness, yachita requested. Translation, O immortal Shiva, please be kind towards me and fulfill my desire. You've accepted me as half your body. Therefore, please show kindness towards me and accept my request. Text 15. Rishi Ruvacha. Evam giritra priyaya bibhashita. Pratya byadatta prahasan sudit priya. Samsmarito marma bida kuvagusin usun. Yan aha ko vishva shrijam samakshata. Synonyms. Rishi Uvacha, the great sage Maitreya, said, Evam, thus, Girita, Lord Shiva, Priyaya, by his dear wife, Abhibhashita, being spoken to, Pratyabhyadatta replied, Prahasan, while smiling, Sudit Priya, dear to the relatives, Samsmarita, remembering, Marma Bhita, heart piercing, Kuvak Isun, malicious words, yan which words, aha said, ka who, daksha, vishram shijam, of the creators of the universal manifestation, samakshita, in the presence. Translation, the great sage Maitreya said, Lord Shiva, the deliverer of the hill Kailash, having thus been addressed by his dear wife, replied smilingly, although at the same time he remembered the malicious heart-piercing speeches delivered by Daksha before the guardians of the universal affairs. Purport. When Lord Shiva heard from his wife about Daksha, the psychological effect was that he immediately remembered the strong words spoken against him in the assembly of the guardians of the universe, and remembering those words, he was sorry at heart, although to please his wife, he smiled. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that a liberated person is always in mental equilibrium, both in both the distress and the happiness of this material world. Therefore, the question may now be raised why a liberated personality like Lord Shiva was so unhappy because of the words of Daksha. The answer is given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Lord Shiva is Atmaram, or situated in complete self-realization. But because he is the incarnation in charge of the material mode of ignorance, tamogun, he is sometimes affected by the pleasure and pain of the material world. The difference between the pleasure and pain of this material world and that of the spiritual world is that in the spiritual world the effect is qualitatively absolute. Therefore, one may feel sorry in the absolute world, but the manifestation of so-called pain is always full of bliss. For instance, once Lord Krishna, in his childhood, was chastised by his mother, Yashoda, and Krishna cried. But although he shed tears from his eyes, this is not to be considered a reaction of the mode of ignorance, for the incident was full of transcendental pleasure. When Krishna was playing in so many ways, sometimes it appeared that he caused distress to the gopis, but actually such dealings were full of transcendental bliss. That is the difference between the material and spiritual worlds. In the spiritual world, where everything is pure, is pervertedly reflected in this material world. Since everything in the spiritual world is absolute, in the spiritual varieties of apparent pleasure and pain, there is no perception other than eternal bliss, whereas in the material world, because everything is contaminated by the modes of material nature, there are feelings of pleasure and pain. Therefore, because Lord Shiva, although a fully realized, self-realized person, was in charge of the material mode of ignorance, he felt sorrow. Text 16. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Tvayoditam sobhanam eva sobhane anahuta api abhiyanti bandushu te yadi anut padita dosha drishtayo balia sanatma mya madena manyuna. Synonyms. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, the great Lord, replied, Tvaya, by you, uditam, said, Subhanam is true, Eva, certainly. Subhani, my dear, beautiful wife. Anahuta, without being invited, api, even. Abhiyanti, go. Bandhushu, among friends, te, those friends. Yadi, if. Anutpadita dosha dristaya, not finding fault. Baliyasa, more important. Anatmyapmadena, by pride caused by identification with the body. Manyuna, by anger. Translation. Great Lord replied, my dear, beautiful wife, you have said that one may go to a friend's house without being invited, and this is true, provided such a friend does not find fault with the guest because of bodily identification and thereby become angry towards him. Purport. Lord Shiva could foresee that as soon as Sati reached her father's house, her father, Daksha, being too puffed up because of bodily identification, would be angry at her presence, and although she was innocent and faultless, he would be mercilessly angry towards her. Lord Shiva warned that since her father was too puffed up by his material possessions, he would be angry, and this would be intolerable for her. Therefore, it was better that she not go. This fact was already experienced by Lord Shiva, because although Lord Shiva was faultless, Daksha had cursed him in so many harsh words. Text 17. Vidya tapo vidavapur vayakulai satam gunai sadbir asatam metarai shmitao hatayam brita manadurdrisha stabha astabda na pasyanti hi dhamma buyasam. Synonyms: vidya, education, tapa, austerity, vitta, wealth, vapu, beauty of body, etc., vayu, youth, kulai, with heritage, satam, of the pious, gunai, by such qualities, sabdi, six, usatama, itarai, having the opposite result to those who are not great souls, shmritau, good sense, hatayam, being lost, brita mana dudrisha, blind, due to pride, stubda, being proud, na, not, pasyanti, see, he, for, dhamma, the glories, buyasam, of the great souls. Translation. Although the six qualities of education, austerity, wealth, beauty, youth, and heritage, are for the highly elevated, one who is proud of possessing them becomes blind, and thus he loses his good sense and cannot appreciate the glories of great personalities. Report. It may be argued that since Daksha was very learned, wealthy, and austere, and had descended from a very exalted heritage, how could he be so unnecessarily angry towards another? The answer is that when the qualities of good education, good parentage, beauty, and sufficient wealth are misplaced in a person who is puffed up by all these possessions, they produce a very bad result. Milk is a very nice food, but when milk is touched by an envious serpent, it becomes poisonous. Similarly, material assets such as education, wealth, beauty, and good parentage are undoubtedly nice, but when they decorate persons of a malicious nature, then they act adversely. Another example given by Chanakya Pandit is that a serpent that has a jewel on its head is fearful because it is a serpent. The serpent, by nature, is envious of other living entities, even though they be faultless. When a serpent bites another creature, it is not necessarily because the other creature is at fault. It is the habit of the serpent to bite innocent creatures. Similarly, although Daksha was qualified by many material assets, because he was proud of his possessions and because he was envious, all those qualities were polluted. It is therefore sometimes detrimental for a person advancing in spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness to possess such material assets. Kunti Devi, while offering prayers to Krishna, addressed him as Akinchana Gotra, one who is easily approached by those who are bereft of all material acquisitions. Material exhaustion is an advantage for advancement in Krishna consciousness, although if one is conscious of his eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can utilize one's material assets such as great learning and beauty and exalted ancestry, for the service of the Lord, then such assets become glorious. In other words, unless one is Krishna conscious, all his material possessions are zero. But when this zero is by the side of the Supreme One, it at once increases in value to 10. Unless situated by the side of the Supreme One, zero is always zero. One may add 100 zeros, but the value is still zero. Unless one's material assets are used in Krishna consciousness, they may play havoc and degrade the possessor. Text 18. Naiti drishanam svajana vyapekshaya gihan pratiyad anavastitatmanam ye byagatam vakradiya bikshaksate aropita brobir amarasana kshibi. Synonyms: na, not, etadrishanam, like this, svajana, kinsman, vyapekshaya, depending on that, grihan, in the house of, pratiyat, one should go, anavastita, disturbed, atmanam, mind, yea, those, abhyagatan, guests, vakradiya, with a cold reception, abhikshaksate, looking at, aropita brubi, with raised eyebrows, amarsana, angry, akshibi, with the eyes. Translation: one should not go to anyone's house, even on the consideration of his being a relative or a friend, when the man is disturbed in his mind and looks upon the guest with raised eyebrows and angry eyes. Report: however low a person may be, he is never unkind to his children, wife, and nearest kin. Even a tiger is kind to its cubs, for within the animal kingdom, the cubs are treated very nicely. Since Sati was the daughter of Daksha, however cruel and contaminated he might be, naturally it was expected that he would receive her very nicely. But here, it is indicated that by the word anavastita, that such a person cannot be trusted. Tigers are very kind to their cubs, but it is also known that sometimes they eat them. Malicious persons should not be trusted, because they are always unsteady. Thus Sati was advised not to go to her father's house, because to accept such a father as a relative and to go to his house without being properly invited was not suitable. Text 19. Tatar ribir navyatate shilamukai sete ritango hideyena duyata svanam yata vakradiyam duruktivir diva nisham tapyati marma tadita. Synonyms: tata, so, aribi, enemy, na, not, vyatate, is hurt, shilamukai, by the arrows, shete, rias, ardita, aggrieved, anga, apart, hridayena, by the heart, duyata, grieving, svanam, of relatives, yata, as, vakra, diam, deceitful, duruktibi, by harsh words, divanesham, nisham, day and night, tapyati, suffers, marma tadita, one whose feelings are hurt. Translation: Lord Shiva continued, if one is hurt by the arrows of an enemy, one is not as aggrieved as when cut by the unkind words of a relative, for such grief continues to rend one's heart day and night. Purport: Sati might have concluded that she would take the risk of going to her father's house, and even if her father spoke unkindly against her, she would be tolerant, as a son sometimes tolerates the reproaches of his parents. But Lord Shiva reminded her that she would not be able to tolerate such unkind words, because natural psychology dictates that although one can suffer harm from an enemy and not mind so much because pain inflicted by an enemy is natural, when one is hurt by the strong words of a relative, one suffers the effects continually, day and night, and sometimes the injury becomes so intolerable that one commits suicide. Text 20. Vyaktam tvam ukritsta gati prajapate priyatamanjanam Asi sibru me mata, tatapi manam napitu prapatyase, mad ashrayat ka pradrita pyapdeyata. Synonyms. Vyaktam, it is clear from you, ukshritagate, having the best behavior, prajapate, of Prajapati Daksha, Priya, the pet, Atmajanam, of the daughters, Asi, you are, Subru, with of you, O you, with the beautiful eyebrows, may my mata considered tatapi, yet, manam, honor, na, not, pitu, from your father, prapatsyase, you will meet with, mat ashriyat, from connection with me, ka, daksha, parita pyate, is feeling pain, yata, from whom? Translation. My dear white-complexioned wife, it is clear that of the many daughters of Daksha, you are the pet. Yet you will not be honored at his house because of your being my wife. Rather, you will be sorry that you are connected with me. Report. Lord Shiva put forward the argument that even if Sati proposed to go alone, without her husband, still she would not be received very well because she was his wife. There was every chance of a catastrophe, even if she wanted to go alone. Therefore, Lord Shiva indirectly requested her not to go to her father's house. Text 21. Papachyamanena rita turendriya samadribi purusha buddhi sakshinam akalpa esham adhirodum anjasa parampadam dvestis yatasurahanim. Synonyms. Papachyamanena, burning, Rida, with a heart, Atura India, one who is distressed, Samridibi, by the pious reputation, etc., Purushas Buddhi Shakshinam, of those who are always absorbed in thought of the Supreme Lord, Akalpa, being unable, Esham, of those persons, Audirodum, to rise, Anjasa, quickly, Param, merely, Param, to the standard, Dvesti, envy, yata, as much as Asura, the demons, Harim, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation. One who is conducted by false ego and thus always distressed, both mentally and sensually, could not tolerate the opulence of self-realized persons. Being unable to rise to the standard of self-realization, he envies such persons, as much as demons envy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Report. The real reason for the enmity between Lord Shiva and Daksha is explained here. Daksha was envious of Lord Shiva because of Shiva's high position as an incarnation of the quality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and because Shiva was directly in contact with the Supersoul and was therefore honored and given a better sitting place than he. There were many other reasons also. Daksha, being materially puffed up, could not tolerate the high position of Lord Shiva, so his anger at Lord Shiva's not standing up in his presence was only the final manifestation of his envy. Lord Shiva is always in meditation and always perceives the Supersoul, as expressed here by the words Purusha Buddhi Shakshinam. The position of one whose intelligence is always absorbed in meditation upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very great and cannot be imitated by anyone, especially an ordinary person. When Daksha entered the arena of Jagya, Lord Shiva was in meditation and might not have seen Daksha enter. But Daksha took the opportunity to curse him because Daksha had maintained an envious attitude toward Lord Shiva for a long time. Those who are actually self-realized see every individual body as a temple of the Supreme Personality of Godhead because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his Paramatma feature, is residing in everyone's body. When one offers respect to the body, it is not to the material body, but to the presence of the Supreme Lord. Thus, one who is always in meditation upon the Supreme Lord is always offering him obeisances. But since Daksha was not very elevated, he thought that obeisances were offered to the material body. And because Lord Shiva did not offer respect to his material body, Daksha became envious. Such persons, being unable to rise to the standard of self-realized souls like Lord Shiva, are always envious. The example given here is very suitable. Asuras, demons, or atheists, are always envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They simply want to kill him. Even in this age, we find some so-called scholars commenting on Bhagavad Gita who are envious of Krishna. When Krishna says, Man mana bhavamad bhakta, Bhagavad Gita 18:65, quote, always think of me, become my devotee, and surrender unto me, end quote. The so-called scholars comment that it is not to Krishna that we have to surrender. That is envy. The asuras, or atheists, the demons, without reason or cause, are envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, instead of offering respect to self-realized persons, foolish men who cannot approach the highest standard of self-realization are always envious, although there is no reason. Text 22. Pratyugyama prasyasyana bivadanam vidyate sadumita sumhadyame prajnai prasmai purushaya chetasa guha shayayaiva na deha manine. Synonyms: pratyudgama, standing up from one's seat, prashrayana, welcoming, abhivadanam, obeisances, vidhiyate, are intended, sadhu, proper, mita, mutually, sumandyame, my dear young wife, prajanai, by the wise, parashmai, unto the supreme, purushaya, unto the supersoul, tetasa, with the intelligence, guha shayaya, sitting within the body, eva, certainly, na, not, deha manine, to the person identifying with the body. Translation: my dear young wife, certainly friends and relatives offer mutual greetings by standing up, welcoming one another, and offering obeisances. But those who are elevated to the transcendental position, or platform, being intelligent, offer such respects to the supersoul, who is sitting within the body, and not to the person who identifies with the body. Purport: it may be argued that since Daksha was the father-in-law of Lord Shiva, it was certainly the duty of Lord Shiva to offer him respect. In answer to that argument, it is explained here that when a learned person stands up or offers obeisances in welcome, he offers respect to the Supersoul, who is sitting within everyone's heart. Among Vaishnavas, therefore, it is seen that even when a disciple offers obeisances to his spiritual master, the spiritual master immediately returns the obeisances because they are mutually offered not to the body but to the Supersoul. Therefore, the spiritual master also offers respect to the Supersoul situated in the body of the disciple. The Lord says in Srimad Bhagavatam that offering respect to his devotee is more valuable than offering respect to him. Devotees do not identify with the body, so offering respect to a Vaishnava means offering respect to Vishnu. It is stated also that as a matter of etiquette, as soon as one sees a Vaishnava, one must immediately offer him respect, indicating the Supersoul sitting within. A Vaishnava sees the body as a temple of Vishnu. Since Lord Shiva had already offered respect to the Supersoul in Krishna consciousness, offering respect to Daksha, who identified with his body, was already performed. There was no need to offer respect to his body, for that is not directed by any Vedic injunction. Text 23. Sattvam visudam vasudeva sabditam yad iyate tatra puman apavritta sattve cha tasmin bhagavan vasudevo hi adhokshajo me namasa vidyate. Synonyms: sattvam, consciousness, visudam, pure, vasudeva, sabditam, known as, yat, because iyate is revealed, tatra, there, puman, the supreme person, apavritta, without any covering, sattva, in consciousness, cha, and tasmin, and that, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, he, because, adhokshaja, transcendental, may, by me, namasa, with obeisances, vidhiyate, worshipped. Translation: I am always engaged in offering obeisances to Lord Vasudeva in pure consciousness. Krishna consciousness is always pure consciousness, in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Vasudeva, is revealed without any covering. Purport: The living entity is conditioned constitutionally pure, asango hi ayam purusha. In the Vedic literature, it is said that the soul is always pure and uncontaminated by material attachment. The identification of the body with the soul is due to misunderstanding. As soon as one is fully Krishna conscious, it is to be understood that one is in his pure, original, constitutional position. This state of existence is called Shuddhasattva, which means that what is transcendental to the material qualities. Since this Shuddhasattva existence is under the direct action of the internal potency, in this state, the activities of material consciousness stop. For example, when iron is put into a fire, it becomes warm. And when red hot, although it is iron, it acts like fire. Similarly, when copper is surcharged with electricity, its action as copper stops. It acts as electricity. Bhagavad Gita 14:26 also confirms that anyone who is engaged in unadulterated devotional service to the Lord is at once elevated to the position of pure Brahman. Mamchio vyabhicharena bhaktiyogena sevate sagunan samitityaitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. Therefore, Shuddhasattva, as described in this verse, is in the transcendental position, which is technically called Vasudeva. Vasudeva is also the name of the person from whom Krishna appears. This verse explains that the pure state is called Vasudeva because in that state, Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is revealed without any covering. To execute unadulterated devotional service, therefore, one must follow the rules and regulations of devotional service without desire to gain material profit by fruitive activities or mental speculation. In pure devotional service, one simply serves the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a matter of duty, without reason, and without being impeded by material conditions. That is called Shuddhasattva, or Vasudeva, because in that stage, the Supreme Person, Krishna, is revealed in the heart of the devotee. Srila Jiva Goswami has very nicely described this Vasudeva, or Shuddhasattva, in his Bhagavat Sandarbha. He explains that Ashtotara Sata 108 is added to the name of the spiritual master to indicate one who is situated in Shuddhasattva, or in the transcendental state of Vasudeva. The word Vasudeva is also used for other purposes. For example, Vasudeva also means one who is everywhere, or all-pervading. The sun is also called Vasudeva Subditam. The word Vasudeva may be used for different purposes, but whatever purpose we adopt, Vasudeva means the all-pervading or localized Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita 7:19, it is also stated Vasudeva Sarvameti. Factual realization is to understand Vasudeva as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to surrender unto Him. Vasudeva is the ground wherein Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is revealed. When one is free from the contamination of material nature and is situated in pure Krishna consciousness or in the Vasudeva state, Vasudeva, the Supreme Person, is revealed. This state is also called Kaivalya, which means pure consciousness. Jnanam Shatvikam Kaivalyam. When one is situated in pure transcendental knowledge, one is situated in Kaivalya. Therefore, Vasudeva also means Kaivalya, a word which is generally used by impersonalists. Impersonal Kaivalya is not the last stage of realization. In Krishna consciousness, Kaivalya, when one understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then one is successful. In that pure state, by hearing, chanting, remembering, etc., because of the development of knowledge of the science of Krishna, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All these activities are under the guidance of the internal energy of the Supreme Lord. The action of the internal energy potency is also described in this verse as aparvrita, free from any covering. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His name, His form, His quality, His paraphernalia, etc., being transcendental, are beyond material nature, it is not possible to understand any one of them with the materialistic senses. When the senses are purified by this charge of pure devotional service, rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchite, the pure senses can see Krishna without covering. Now, one may inquire that since factually the devotees have The devotee has the same material existential body. How is it possible that the same materialistic eyes become purified by devotional service? The example, as stated by Lord Chaitanya, is that devotional service cleanses the mirror of the mind. In a clean mirror, one can see one's face very distinctly. Similarly, simply by cleansing the mirror of the mind, one can have a clear conception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita 8.8, Abhyasa Yogda Yuktena. By executing one's prescribed duties and devotional service, Chetasa Nanyagamina, or simply by hearing about God and chanting about Him, if one's mind is always engaged in chanting and hearing and is not allowed to go elsewhere, one can realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As confirmed by Lord Chaitanya, by the Bhakti Yoga process, beginning from hearing and chanting, one can cleanse the heart and mind, and thus one can clearly see the face of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Shiva said that since his heart was always filled with conception of Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because of the Supreme Lord's presence within his heart and mind, he was always offering obeisances unto that Supreme Godhead. In other words, Lord Shiva is always in trance, samadhi. This samadhi is not under the control of the devotee. It is under the control of Vasudev, for the entire internal energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead acts under his order. Of course, the material energy also acts by his order, but his direct will is specifically executed through the spiritual energy. Thus, by his spiritual energy, he reveals himself. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita 4.6, Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. Atma Mayaya means internal potency. By his sweet will, he reveals himself by his internal potency, being satisfied by the transcendental loving service of the devotee. The devotee never commands, quote, My dear Lord, please come here so that I can see you, end quote. It is not the position of the devotee to command the Supreme Personality of Godhead to come before him or to dance before him. There are many so-called devotees who command the Lord to come before them dancing. The Lord, however, is not subject to anyone's command, but if he is satisfied by one's pure devotional activities, he reveals himself. Therefore, a meaningful word in this verse is adhokshaja, for it indicates that the activities of our material senses will fail to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One cannot realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead simply by the attempt of one's speculative mind, but if one desires, he can subdue all the material activities of his senses, and the Lord, by manifesting his spiritual energy, can reveal himself to the pure devotee. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead reveals himself to the pure devotee, the devotee has no other duty than to offer him respectful obeisances. The Absolute Truth reveals himself to the devotee in his form. He is not formless. Vasudev is not formless, for it is stated in this verse that as soon as the Lord reveals himself, the devotee offers his obeisances. Obeisances are offered to a person, not to anything impersonal. One should not accept the Mayavad interpretation that Vasudev is impersonal. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Prapadyate, one surrenders. One surrenders to a person, not to impersonal non-duality. Whenever there is a question of surrendering or offering obeisances, there must be an object of surrender or obeisances. Text 24. Tate nirikshyo na pitapi deha krid daksho mamadvit tad anuvratashchaye yo vishva shrigjana katam viroru mam anagasham druva chaksat karotida. Synonyms: tat, therefore, te, your nidikshya, to be seen, na, not, pita, your father, api, although, dehakrit, the giver of your body, daksha, mama, my, dvit, envious, tat anuvrita, with his, daksha's followers, cha, also, ye, who, ya, who, daksha, vishrashik, of the vishvashriks, yagna, Gatam, being present at the sacrifice, Varauru, O Sati, Mam, to me, anagasham, being innocent, durvachasa, with cruel words, akarot, tira, has insulted. Translation. Therefore, you should not see your father, although he is the giver of your body, because he and his followers are envious of me. Because of his envy, O most worshipful one, he has insulted me with cruel words, although I am innocent. Purport. For a woman, both the husband and the father are equally worshipable. The husband is the protector of a woman during her youthful life, whereas the father is her protector during her childhood. Thus, both are worshipable, but especially the father, because he is the giver of the body. Lord Shiva reminded Sati, quote, your father is undoubtedly worshipable, even more than I am, but take care, for although he is the giver of your body, he may also be the taker of your body, because when you see your father, he may insult you because of your association with me. An insult from a relative is worse than death, especially when one is well situated. End quote. Text 25. Yadi rajisyasi atihaya madhivacho badram bhavatya natato bhavishyati sambhavitasya svajana parabhavo yada sa sadyo maranaya kalpate. Synonyms. Yadi, if rajisyasi, you will go, atihaya, neglecting matvacha, my words, badram, good, bhavatya, your, na, not, tata, then, bhavishyati, will become, sabivitasya, most respectable, svajanat, by your own relative, parabhava, are insulted, yada, when, saw that insult, sadya, immediately, maranaya, to death, kalpate, is equal. Translation. If, in spite of this instruction, you decide to go, neglecting my words, the future will not be good for you. You are most respectable, and when you are insulted by your relative, this insult will immediately be equal to death. Purport. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the fourth canto, third chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, Talks Between Lord Shiva and Sati, end quote.